Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Samach Gimel. We are up to Sivav, the beginning of page Reish Chaf, which is the page following 438. The Mechaber says in Sivav, Tzorich shelo yehei halechi rachok min akosel shlosha tfachim. Very simple halacha. When you have a mavui with three walls and you want to put a lechi on the fourth wall, which we said you can do that, and that makes you allowed to carry inside, so that lechi cannot be three tfachim away from the wall. Says the Mishabura sekadon chav beis tzorich shelo yehei. So yesh omrim shatam. Some say the reason we want the lechi within three tefachim is mishum da'asi avira da'haygiso umavatunle. Is because if the lechi is too far away from the wall, it's not within three, in which case we say love it and it's as if it's attached, but rather it will be three or more away, so then you have the airspace on both sides larger than the lechi. We say the airspace of both sides comes and cancels out the lechi. Ulefi zef, that's the reason. So then, im halechi haya rochav yose mishlosha tfachim. If you happen to use a wide lechi that's more than three tfachim, it's going to be kosher. Avsha lechi haya rochav shlosha tfachim and hakosel. So then, if you have a lechi that's 3.1 tfachim and it's exactly three away from the wall, so the lechi is wider than the airspace between the lechi and the wall, you would not say that the airspace on both sides is eilti mavatlit. Taha havi omein meruba la parachit bitsido. Because now you have the closed part, which is the lechi, 3.1, more than the open part on the side of it, which is exactly 3. Ubikigon ze. In such a case where the closed is larger than one of the sides of airspace, lo amrinam, we do not say, asi avira umavatlit. So says the Mishabura, the first reason why we want it to be within three tefachim is so the airspace on both sides is not mevatlit. So up to Mishabura, according to that, if the lechi is wider than the airspace could be three tefachim, because the lechi is wider, you would not say asi avira, then it would be okay. However, v'yesh omrim, de b'chol gavni tzarech lios halechi b'sol shosh tefachim lakosel. Some say it's not because of asi avira, it's just simply the rules of a lechi are that they have to be within three tefachim from the wall. V'yesh lahachmir, and one should be machmir. According to that, it doesn't matter how wide your lechi is, it must always be within three tefachim, and the reason for that we'll see later. Just like a wall must go down within three tefachim from the ground, otherwise goats can go underneath it. If it's not within three tefachim from the wall, the concern is that goats can sneak in there, and it's not considered connected, it's not considered a wall. According to that reason, it doesn't matter how wide your lechi is, if it's three or more tefachim away from the wall, that will not be a good lechi. Those are two shitas the Mishabura brings down. Sifkatan chav gimel. Halechi. Let's say you're not putting a lechi by the fourth side, but rather you're putting a tzuras ha-pesach there. So das harbe me'aposkim she'eno tzarech ledaktek she'yehei b'sol shlosha tfachim lakosel. So many poskim say you don't have to be exacting that it's going to be within three tefachim from the wall. Why? The tzuras ha-pesach mechitza gemurahi. A tzuras ha-pesach is a mechitza gemura, and you don't have to worry about it. Now if you look at note number 20, he says, why would a Tzuras HaPesach be better than a lechi in terms of this? So he plugs it into the two reasons we said above. He says, according to the reason of Asi Avira D'Hagisa D'Hagisa, well, if you have a Tzuras HaPesach there, so it's considered closed up. So there's no concern of Asi Avira D'Hagisa D'Hagisa. That's what he writes. V'tama chiluk ben lechi le ben Tzuras HaPesach, yesh lefarish lefi shnei aperushim sheva mishabur l'el. We can explain it based on the two mishabur reasons that we just brought down. Of Mawach Yisarun Lagabe Lechi. What's the problem with the Lechi? Harocho Gimel Tvachim Me'akosel. If it's three Tvachim away from the wall. Levi Atam Shu Pasol Midir Asi Avir Dahagisu Mavatalei. So Kosav B'chor Shor Shele Inyan Tzuras HaPesach Lo Shayap Tzulze. Kevan Shah Avir Shah B'chol HaPesach Neshe L'Mechitza. Since the airspace of the Tzuras HaPesach is considered like a wall, it is closed up, and therefore there's no problem of Asi Avira. What about the second reason? We said the lechi has to be connected to the wall so Gideon can't get through. So Matzino Ba'achronim Kama Be'urim, there are various explanations in the Achronim. Let's read two of them. Aleph, the Shalosh and Shuvas at the end of Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, and the Chazon Ish, Shelechi eino nechshev lemechitza bifnei atzma. A lechi on its own is not considered a wall. Elok eshu mitzaref lekol apachos l'shtei mechitzas acherus. A lechi, only if it's connected to two other walls, then it gets the din of a mechitza. Lekach eino moel elok eshu samach lemechitza gemura. Therefore, the lechi has to be very close to a regular wall. Aval tzuras apesach nechsheves mechitza gemura gam kesheina mitzarefes lemechitzas acherus. A tzuras apesach doesn't need help. It's a wall on its own. It does not need the connection to make it considered a wall. Therefore, it would not need to be within three tefachim. That's pshat number one. Beis, the Yeshuas Yaakov writes, Shelechi she'omed rochok min aksolim ein lo heker. A lechi that's three tefachim away from the wall is not recognizable. Aval tzuras apesach yesh lo heker aydei akona shelamala b'tzeiruf akonim shelamata. A tzuras apesach is a whole matzah of two boards on the side. The wire on top is recognizable on its own. So again, it does not need to be so close. Masha'enkin lechi needs to be very close. Continues the mishabura in the middle of Sefkotun Chav Gimel. So that was some poskim. Many poskim say that Tzuras HaPesach does not need to be within three. V'yesh poskim d'svira luhu, there are poskim that write, de'ein chiluk bein Tzuras HaPesach l'lechi l'inyan zeh. Just like a lechi needs to be within three, a Tzuras HaPesach also has to be within three. And what's the reason for that? Note 21, Zohi das habachor shor. V'hu l'shitaso shebir shetam hapsul b'lechi shechiku me'akosahu mishum shagdiyim bokim b'sadam achisa. Like we said before, he holds the reason why a lechi has to be within three, otherwise the gedim can sneak by, it's not considered a wall. That same svara would apply by a tzuras HaPesach. He could have a large tzuras HaPesach, l'maisa, it's three tvachim away, yet the gedim going through, upsul ze shayach gam tzuras HaPesach, you want to have the walls connected. If the walls are connected, it's not good. So therefore, that is a reason why the Bechor Shor says that just like a lechi has to be within three, the tzuras HaPesach also must be within three. Ubishas HaTchak says, you can rely on the more lenient opinion that a Tzuras HaPesach does not need to be within three. But if there would be four tefachim between the Tzuras HaPesach and the wall, so you would have to place an additional lechi by the wall. Ulididi tzaruch iyon gam bezeb as adach avaschayim, to me it's not so poshut. Kemoshe beirati beber alocha, like I explained in the beber alocha. Ulechatchila bevadai nochon lochush lahachmir. For sure lechatchila it's best to be machmir. Afilu berochok shlosha tfachim in akosel, to not have a three tfachim or to have a three tfachim, put a lechi there, but better lechatchila to be machmir. Says the mechaber vaitis of Zayin. Lechi. Afilu shvarim v'shivrei shvarim ksherim bo. Even if a lechi, we normally see the pictures, it's a straight board, but even if it's broken pieces that are connected together, that's also going to be a good lechi. The Rama says, v'lochein osin lechi meisid tachui bakosel. You could even, because of that reason, make a lechi from lime that is smeared on the side of the wall. That can count as a lechi. Ubilvachi azar, as long as you're careful, shelo yismache yoser mishalo shlaretz. It shouldn't get erased. It shouldn't get smudged out within three tefachim from the ground. So as long as you know it's going to stay down, it's strong enough to stay down there, it's going to be okay. But if it's going to get erased, we'll see by dogs or different animals walking by, if they're going to rub it out more than three tefachim from the ground, that's already going to be a problem. Because again, every lechi, every wall must go within three tefachim on the ground to say lovud. If not, then it's like the gedim could go under, it would not count as a wall or a lechi. Says the Mishabura Sefkatan Chav Dalud. We said a lechi can even be broken pieces. Rotzalomer midu bokim. It means to say they're stuck together. Ublavad sheyucho lama beruach mitzuya. But of course, it has to be able to withstand the regular wind. Ula fuke kora. This is as opposed to a kora, which we didn't get to yet. We'll get to later in the simen. A beam, which is another way to make the mavui close up on the fourth side. A beam from wall to wall. There, the ba'ina dafka shetia chazoka kedei lakabel ariach. There the halacha is the korah has to be strong enough that it could hold on it an ariach, which is a half brick, like we'll see later in Sif Yud Zayin. Sivkotan Chav Hei. So these pieces that are stuck together are Ksherim Bo. V'hu Adin Avonim HaYotzim and HaKosel. The same thing is true if you have stones sticking out of the side wall of the Mavui. U'muvdolin Zo Mizo Pachas Mishlosh Tfachim. And there is between the stones that are sticking out less than 3 Tfachim between each stone. So Havei Lechi Mamish. That's a Lechi. We say love it. It's as if it's connected. V'hu Shiyehei Ben Kulan Gavo Asar Tfachim. Again, you could have little pieces of stone sticking out, one on top of the other, as long as it's within 3 from the ground, they're within 3 from each other, and it reaches a height of 10 tefachim, that also would be a good lechi. Sivkotan chavav. The Ramah said that because of this din, we can make a lechi out of the sid that is smeared on the wall. De lo gara mishivrei shvarim de mutar lechi. It's no worse, the lime that is smeared on the wall, than the broken pieces that are stuck together as a lechi. V'hu adin l'inyat tzuras ha-pesach. The same thing is true l'gabi tzuras ha-pesach. De bo'inon sheyasa l'chayim mikan u'mikan. We have to make a lechi on the two sides. Im yorei sheyapilem haruach. If you're afraid the wind's going to blow down your lechis on the two sides, mutar la'asol. You can make the two posts of the Tzuras HaPesach with lime smeared on the two walls. That would count. Obviously, the kana on top, the wire on top of the Tzuras HaPesach, will have to be directly over these smearings of lime. There has to be some substance to the lime that is smeared on the wall, otherwise it's nothing. At least the amount of a string of amaris silavad, but just the appearance of lime, oroshem ben neser, or some kind of just a marking of the neser, shakorin kraid, O Sha'art Seva, or any other Dai Lo Mahani. There has to be really something there, and then it would count, but if it's just going to be the appearance, that would not be good. If you look at note 26, in the back of the safe where you just listen, a very interesting note, page number 9, Hatam Shal Shulchan Aruch Lo Hizkir Heter Zeh. Why does the Mechaber not mention this Heter? The Ramah jumps to the lime. The Mechaber didn't say anything about the lime. What's the Pshat? So you bring two Pshatim in note 26. Number 1, the Kaf HaChaim says, because the Mechaber holds, Shadavar Matsui Shaklovin Mischachim Maksalim. He says it's very common that dogs are rubbing against walls, Umochakim Bahem Esmichu Yasid, and they're knocking down the smearing of the lime, Biyosim Igimotvachim Asmuchim Laretz. Vinotzeres Pirza Shagdiyim Bokimba. It makes it on the bottom open the way that a Gdi can get under it. Vikavan Shanoshim Ainim Esimim Libam. People are not paying attention to this. Yavo Latalto Bisir. So reason number 1, the Kaf HaChaim says the Mechaber doesn't bring it down, is because people are not going to realize the dogs are rubbing it out from 3 tefachim and down, and that passes the lechi, so that's one reason the Mechaber doesn't bring it out. Otam Kosov Beis Yosef, another reason written by the Beis Yosef is, Sheyitochin Shesid Mochui Einu Moel Lahatrim Mishum Sheinu Yochol Lamu Bifnei Atzmo. Maybe the Mechaber says, this is the Beis Yosef, who is the Mechaber, he says the reason why it wouldn't work is because maybe a lechi has to be able to stand on its own. And the smearing of tar is only working because it's smeared on the wall. But if you take it off the wall, it wouldn't stand, it would fall down, and maybe that itself is not going to be a good lechi. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Chav Zayin, Shelo Yismacha Yosir, he said the only problem with the lime is making sure it doesn't get rubbed out. Hainu Ayidei Klovin V'chazirim. That means through dogs or pigs, Shirigilim L'Hischachik B'Ksom, they normally rub against walls, and they rub out from the walls the smearing of the lime as some chlorus is close to the ground. And then it doesn't help for anything, it's not there. Now the Ramah says a funny thing over here, as long as it doesn't rub out more than 3. More than 3, even 3 is a problem. We need to say love it. Tzazak the Mishabura, high lishna of more than 3 is lav dafka. It doesn't mean that. Da'afilu nimche rak shalosh b'tzimtzum. Even if the animal will rub out 3 exactly, gam kein batal menos shem lechi, that will also ruin the shem lechi. Like we'll see later in Sifyut, it has to be b'dafka less than 3 that's rubbed out. Then we would say love it. We'll stop here and continue next time, Mitzvah Shem, with Sif Ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.